With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The United States, France, Britain, and Germany, their calls for Iran to refrain from an attack on Israel seem to be falling on deaf ears in Tehran.
Iran has promised to retaliate following the killing of Ismail Haniyeh, the Hamas political leader in Tehran, 2 weeks ago. Both Iran and Hamas blame Israel for this assassination. There are concerns here in Lebanon that Hezbollah, the powerful militia backed by Iran, could also be planning a wide-scale attack on Israel in response to the assassination of a senior Hezbollah commander here in Beirut. So real concerns that an escalation of hostilities could lead to a wider regional conflict.
The BBC's Hugo Bashega in Beirut. Also at SRNnews.com, interviewed by Elon Musk on the X platform last night, former President Trump complains that Kamala Harris is being treated with kid gloves by the mainstream media.
She's getting a free ride. I drew a picture of her on Time magazine today. She looks like the most beautiful actress ever to live. It was a drawing. And she looked very much like a great first lady, Melania.
Mr. Trump blasting the Biden-Harris administration for the border crisis, raging inflation, and soaring crime. It was a two-hour interview and one which the former president says Kamala Harris would not be capable of.
We're having a great conversation right now. Kamala wouldn't have this conversation. She can't because she's not smart. You know, she's not a smart person, by the way. She can't have this conversation. And Biden, we don't even have to talk about it.
The Trump interview started about 40 minutes late because of what Musk says was a cyber attack targeting his X platform. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 119 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 156. This is SRN News. Christian leaders are calling India out.
Persecution of Christians in that country is getting worse, and 300 American clergy and ministry leaders have sent a letter to the State Department, urging that it designate India as a country of particular concern. The signatories represent a wide range of denominations and organizations, including several Indian Christian ministries in this country. Persecution spiked with the election of Hindu nationalist lawmakers a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgaria's parliament has adopted an amendment that bans discussions of homosexuality and non-traditional sexual choices in the country's public schools. Despite political differences in the Bulgarian parliament, nearly 70% of lawmakers voted in favor of that amendment. Similar pro-family legislation has been passed in a number of other countries in the region, including Hungary, Bosnia, Moldova, and Turkey. Their leaders say Western nations are trying to push the LGBT agenda on them. This is SRN News. The FBI has opened an investigation into the alleged hacking of Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Bureau officials confirmed Monday.
An FBI spokesperson declined to elaborate on the scope of the probe or any suspects, but a report issued last week by Microsoft stated that Iranian hackers sent a, quote, spear phishing email to an official with an unnamed presidential campaign. The FBI began the investigation in June, suspecting Iran was behind attempts to steal data from two U.S. presidential campaigns. Agents contacted Google, among other companies, to discuss what appeared to be a phishing effort targeting people associated with the Biden campaign. The Trump campaign said it had been hacked after reporters received copies of an internal campaign vetting document on Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, Donald Trump's running mate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
California Governor Newsom sending letters to school districts urging them to restrict smartphone use among students. South Carolina education officials expected to approve guidelines to restrict student phone use. More details, SRNnews.com.